This is the Composer's Datebook for March 22nd. I'm John Zeck. On this day in the year 1886, critic Gustav Domke wrote these lines in the German Times of Vienna after attending a performance of one of Anton Bruckner's symphonies. "We recoil in horror before this rotting odor which rushes into our nostrils from the disharmonies of this putrefactive counterpoint. Bruckner composes like a drunkard." Today, with Bruckner's symphonies performed and recorded so often, I don't think many recoil in horror from his rich romantic harmonies, but he has always been controversial. Bruckner's European contemporaries and his early American audiences found his approach to symphonic composition puzzling, bizarre, or more often than not, simply boring. In 1941, for example, when Bruno Walter conducted Bruckner's giant Eighth Symphony at Carnegie Hall with the New York Philharmonic, music critic Olin Downs lamented that Walter hadn't chosen a more interesting program and noted that the Bruckner Symphony sent a number from the hall before it had finished. The vogue for Bruckner symphonies in America had to wait until the latter part of the 20th century, almost 100 years after many of them received their premieres in Europe. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.